Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Guys,
what's
this,
up now?
This podcast is gonna. What's up now? What's up now?
We start every show like that.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up now?
What's up now?
It's the show after this show.
What's podcast. Up now?
What's up now?
Oh, maybe that should be the name of the podcast. What's up now?
What's up now? Let's start a third podcast because we got the best of. We get the show after the show. Let's start another podcast called What's Up Now.
What's up now?
Yeah, because if I know anything about you guys, it's adding things to your plate makes you so much happier.
I think you're talking more about yourself. Yeah.
No, I think the second I go, hey guys, it is Tuesday, what's up now time, and you guys will be like,
do we have to?
We don't have to do it this week.
Yeah, can we just like put in like another recording?
And then I'll say, hey, we should record it, and you'll say, well, I'll what's up now you, and then I have to have like a conversation with you about how you talk to me in the workplace.
I will be honest though, I actually do love doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I look forward to this.
You know, I think that's a problem.
Why?
That's a problem.
Loving what you do?
No, because you're going to have to edit this out because you like the podcast more than the show.
I love the show.
He stuttered.
I'm not editing this out either. I love the show, but I love this because it's just different.
Because you don't have to edit.
Well, no, because I don't have to, like, we can just let our hair down and just talk and just kick our feet up. And most of the time we're exhausted. We say weird things because we just talked for 3 hours. And now it's different.
Know how many people are like, boo hoo, you talked for 3 hours? I have to talk to employees all day long.
No,
I have to
that
do
is
this.
True. That is true. I'm not complaining about what we do at all. I love what we do. But I feel like it's just different. I like them. It's like if you had multiple kids, you know? I love my kids for different reasons. I like one because they're athletic and the other one because they read a lot of books.
One because one's cuter than the other one?
Yeah, that too.
I used to be really good at getting people to confess who their favorite kid was to me. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah, I got like
that's that's a skill?
I got my cousins, all of them, to tell me who their favorite kid was at one point. And I even got like some friends' parents to do it.
Is that like on your like LinkedIn profile? It's like good at Microsoft Excel, good at Microsoft Word, is a people person, and can get anyone to tell you who their favorite kid is.
The one nut that I could not crack was our friend Louie's mom. They have 3 kids. And I have tried for 10 years now to try to get her to confess, and she will not do it.
You'll get it eventually.
No, I thought so. And I thought the time was at his wedding, because that's the layup answer.
Sure.
It's his wedding day.
Yeah.
And and she had been drinking a little bit.
Ooh, good.
Like we all had been.
Yeah.
And I walked up and I was like, hey, like I'm not going to say her name, like last name on here, but I said, hey, Mrs. And she goes, Kyle, it's great to see you. I'm not going to tell you who my favorite kid is, and walked away. Didn't even have a chance to ask.
Wait a minute.
Knew.
Wait, that means that answer right there tells me she has a favorite kid.
Oh, yeah.
She's just not telling you.
Well, I've asked the kids. They all have a theory about it. It's usually the kid who lives closest to home.
Ooh,
but they're originally from St. Louis, and all the kids live up in Chicago now, so it's a little bit difficult.
There's something to that. Yeah. Kids who are around more often, that's probably it. I do have a question, a follow-up question on that. Thanks.
Melissa, down in the front row?
Yep.
You?
That'd be me.
Yep.
have you ever got it out of your own mother?
Oh.
Which child is the favorite?
She changes that day by day.
Ooh, that's a good.
I've asked. We've asked. But she, we've never, actually, I'll rephrase that. We've never said who's your favorite. We've always done who's your least favorite. And the answer is always who's pissing her off the most in that moment.
Right.
My sister and I, we got into a fight once, just like screaming at each other. And it ended with both of us yelling, "You're a mistake. No, you're a mistake." And my mom walked by without
loving
missing a beat.
Family.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
You guys don't yell that at your siblings?
Yeah, just your typical fights of, yeah, you weren't even supposed to be here.
Oh, yeah.
You're a genetic mistake.
And my sister walked by, or my mom walked by, and she went, "You're both mistakes," and kept walking. So.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Well, you got your answer at least.
I know.
your family is, and you, very feisty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you first started here, I had a nickname for him called Mr. Sunshine. Mm-hmm. What in the world was I thinking? Like, he'd come in, and the first thing he'd
very
say,
cheerful.
It's a great day.
Yeah. Hi, what can
morning.
I do for you guys this morning?
He'd bring in headphones. Uh-huh. And
I still do that.
And then now he has, like,
now it's like,
excuse me?
Now it's like,
hold on, not to you, to him.
Now he's like,
who brings your headphones in every morning, sir?
What can I do for you this morning? It's like, you know, it's like from your first day at McDonald's to like your 300th day working the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's because you guys wear me down.
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, my goodness. It did not take him long to become, like, to show his curmudgeon side.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like.
I think that's us, though. I think that's, we have that effect on people.
Is
think,
it our fault?
I think so. I think it's you.
Because we're annoying.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I think it's, we can turn even like, Kyle's probably, what were you voted in high school?
Mr. Most school spirit.
Most school spirit? Weren't you Mr.?
I was also Mr. LHS, but that was a male beauty competition.
Okay, so Mr. LHS, Mr. School Spirit, we somehow flipped him, Mr. Sunshine. We turned him, I think we turned him into a curmudgeon.
That's sad.
I wear that as a merit badge, though.
Maybe we did. I think because I think you get really annoyed with us.
Oh, as he should.
Probably
though.
Even more so Austin, but
probably.
But I've annoyed him too because I'll walk in and I'll start talking and he'll be in the middle of doing something. I don't want to ignore you. But I gotta get this done. I'm not ignoring you though. I'll be in there in a minute. I'm not ignoring you. I gotta get this done. It's the time. I'm like, okay, no problem.
Well, Melissa, what has happened when you've done this? Why is that? Why have I had to do that? Is it because I say, hey, Melissa, I need at least 5 minutes to get something ready? And you walk in and go, hey buddy.
Yeah, we talked about this.
And I go, and I'm like, hey, what's up? So you don't have to do this now.
Yeah, just
but
curious.
Coming up, we need, we're doing that segment on this.
Yeah.
And so like, if you want. You don't need to.
I don't need it right now either.
I don't.
You can take your time.
But this audio, and then that's when I go, okay, well, let's get to it. What's the audio you need? And you say the audio, and I go, okay, when do we need it? And you'll be like a couple of minutes?
Yeah. Like 3 segments ago? Is that possible?
Which is why I've had to tell you, just let me know and I'll get you the audio.
I had someone.
I love that. I know I have to. But it is unintentional.
I love that I annoy him, but it's unintentional, but it's funny. I had someone tweet at me over the weekend because all I do on Twitter is like just tweet jokes. Like I don't take anything seriously whatsoever and I just tweet jokes. And someone tweeted at me and was like, do you ever turn it off? And.
Was that Kyle?
Was that me?
That's what I said. I tweeted back. I said, my producer asked that every single day.
It's not that you guys wear me down. It's that
it's just there's no off switch.
There's no off. And then you guys are very good at playing off each other, which is great for on air. But when your producer is asking a question and you guys decide to turn it into a two-minute joke off, then I can't get my job done.
But I will say this. I will say this. We are very much guilty. But everyone in this room is guilty.
Oh, yeah.
It is never a tripod. for the three of us. It is always just two legs leaning on someone else, like just kind of ripping into the third person. It's never like, we're all three on the same page. Let's all have a three-person joke off. It's always two-person annoying or ripping into the other person. And it's been that way. You and I have teamed up on Melissa. Mm-hmm. You two have teamed up on me.
That's my favorite.
I know it's your favorite because that's the one you guys do the most.
We do that a lot.
I love it.
But sometimes it happens that it ends up being you two just making jokes and it, back and forth. And then I just sit back and I listen because you two are like doing a show for each other. It's like a show. It's like who... The jokes.
It's the show getting fired during the show, after the show.
And I'm just like, here comes the joke from Austin. Here comes the joke from Kyle. Here comes the joke from Austin. Here comes the joke from Kyle. And it'll go back and forth and back. And it's like watching a tennis match. And I'm just like, also looking at my watch. I'm like, okay, when's the show going to end?
We did something there on the other day. The grapes.
Hilarious.
The wine. You said, don't whine about it. I said, that's a grape joke.
I loved it.
That was classic. It's like, we could have kept going if we weren't pressed for time on the radio.
Thank God we're pressed for time. Thank God.
So this podcast is coming down on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, to all who celebrate. In honor of Thanksgiving, guys, though, I was going to be like, oh, what are we thankful for? But I said, screw that. That's annoying. So instead, let's do our own Franksgiving. And each share a Frank.
What's a Frank?
Like Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Boom.
Oh.
Frank from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ooh, nice.
That's Danny DeVito's character.
Frank Stallone.
Oh, well, you didn't give me a chance.
Frankie Muniz.
You got to jump in, Melissa.
There we go. Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Frankfort, Illinois.
Ooh, that was a really good one.
It can be towns, too.
I'm just being Frank.
Okay.
That's another one, man. That's really good.
Thanks.
Frederick Frank Oswald. That's my father.
Wow.
What a name.
Wow. That is a name. Was he a U.S. Senator?
Yeah, I was about to say. What?
Frederick Frank Oliver?
Oswald.
Oswald.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or just Frank Oswald, who was my grandfather.
He sounds like the inventor of the toaster or something.
That is. Ooh.
In 1852, Frederick Frank Oswald was born.
You know, that's Melissa, right. we gotta talk about this show after the show before we come in here and just take bets on what impression Austin does first. Is it gonna be old timey?
Ooh, I tell you what.
Is it gonna be the 1920s guy?
You see, Tuts, one of these days, you're gonna be fine out.
Is it gonna
lots
be
of things gonna happen between
Is it gonna be that? Regis Philbin?
Yeah, yeah. Hello, America. Regis Philbin here. You know, I asked my wife Joy the other day. I said, Joy, who wants to be a millionaire?
Is it going to be Ringo Starr?
Oh, yes. I'm the drummer of the Beatles. A lot of people don't like the music that I wrote, but I like it.
Is it going to be? Is it going to be an Australian person that sounds suspiciously like Ringo Starr?
Oh, hi, I'm Keith Urban. I just played Tinley Park earlier this year.
Maybe we could throw a new one at him. Harry Carey.
Hi, Cobb's wet. Cobb's wet.
That's offensive, man. He passed away.
Wait, what? You asked me to do it.
Yeah, well, he can't believe he's doing that. Can you believe that?
I mean, ooh, Frank Thomas.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Thank you.
Are we back on that?
I mean,
do Frank Thomas impression.
We're never not on it.
Do your Frank classic Thomas Frank Thomas.
Hey, this is Frank Thomas with Nugenics.
Nugenics.
You guys seen that commercial?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Have you ever had Big Hurt beer?
No.
It's like malt liquor, yeah.
Have you ever had Big Hurt's donut?
Malt liquor, hardly knew her.
Nice!
I'm so Melissa! Proud of you. If you take away anything from my start on this show, which I hope is many years of me getting annoyed at the both of you.
Do you?
Many years of me walking out of the studio after asking you guys if you need anything, only to get a response of a winning lottery ticket. Many years of asking Austin to do something and then him repeating what I said and using it as a euphemism for shoving something up my butt. many years. I hope you take away that hardly know her jokes, best joke there is.
Goes, best?
Oh, I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm jumping on the bandwagon, so.
Yeah.
No, you don't like it?
No, just during that entire monologue, I was sitting here trying to think of another Frank, and I'm literally fresh out.
Frankfurter.
What is that?
Hardly know her.
A Frankfurter. It's a hot dog.
A Frankfurter?
That's a hot dog.
Yeah, that's a hot dog.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, I wasn't raised here.
Oh, you don't have to be raised here to know that a Frankfurter is a hot dog.
No, I feel like
dog.
Hot dog is a subject taught in school here in Chicago.
I don't think so.
I went to Hot Dog U. It's in downtown Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, what'd you major in? Hot dogs.
You know what? I did a minor in ketchup.
Yeah. All right. One last Frank before we get out of here.
Frankie Lee?
Frank Gifford.
Oh, Frank Gifford.
We got something better than that. Come on.
Come on.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, Frankie Lee from XRT.
Oh, what's the Frank that was in Beauty School Dropout? Grease.
Frankie Valli?
Frankie Valli.
We already said Frankie Valli.
That was
the first
one. That
was the first one.
That was literally the first one we said.
Sometimes I tune you out.
No, I said most of the time. Most of the time.
Wow. This is tough.
Frank.
Wow, that's tough.
How are there not more Franks?
I know.
There's got to be a million.
Rate,
Franks,
review, subscribe. If your name is Frank, let
yes.
us know.
Yeah, let us know. Drop your name in the comments. What? You just Googled.
We are idiots.
Why are you Googling famous Franks? We got
because,
this without it.
Because we're idiots.
Who? Wait, we're idiots? Frank. Frank Ray. How about that? Country.
Frankie Ray. There we go.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, what was he known for again?
I really know his son, Frank Sinatra Jr. What
yeah,
did Senior do?
I was going to go Frank Sinatra Jr.
Frank Ocean.
Okay, now you're just reading them off a list. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating.
This is Franksgiving, for
respect,
crying out loud.
Respect the holiday a little.
Jeez, give Franks, Melissa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.